Distractions. The purpose of this lesson is to familiarize you with the concept of distractions as they affect the work of your leader dog. The term distractions refers to things in the environment that take your dog's focus off its work and its handler. This lesson will explain why dogs become distracted, types of commonly encountered distractions, the effect of distractions on a dog's work, how to manage distraction in a working dog. Why dogs become distracted? It is important to understand that all dogs have some level of instinctive distraction that can take their minds off the task at hand. The things we refer to as distractions are completely normal dog behaviors in response to environmental stimuli. Most distractions occur in response to powerful dog instincts, and these instincts will need to be managed throughout the dog's working life. If your dog becomes distracted, it does not mean that the dog is untrained, should not be a leader dog, or does not care about you. It just means that the dog is being a dog. In order to meet graduation standards at leader dog, a dog must consistently show the ability to control itself around distractions. While virtually all dogs will become distracted, you should feel confident by the time you leave class that you are able to manage the distraction and refocus the dog so that it can work safely. Types of commonly encountered distractions. The following are the most common distractions that you may encounter while working with your leader dog. Other dogs. Dogs are a highly social species. They want to meet and interact with other dogs. Your dog is most likely to be distracted by other dogs when the dogs are excited or aggressive, when they appear unexpectedly, or when they have an unfamiliar appearance, differences in size, shape, or color than leader dog breeds. Small animals such as cats, birds, or squirrels. These animals all tend to move very quickly and trigger your dog's prey drive or desire to chase. Scent. Dogs have powerful noses, and it is very difficult for them not to use those noses to satisfy their curiosity about the environment while working. The dog may sniff the air while it is walking, air scenting, or it may stop walking and put its nose to the ground, ground scenting. Environmental food. Dogs evolved as scavengers. The dog's desire to grab available food in the environment is strong. People. Leader dogs were raised as part of a human family, and part of the reason they work is because they love people. Leader dogs are friendly, beautiful, and are very appealing to the public. Members of the public often distract working dogs by making eye contact with them, talking to them, or petting them. The effect of distractions on a dog's work. Any of the above distractions may take your dog's attention off its work. Signs that your dog is distracted by something may include a sudden change of pace or pull, either suddenly pulling hard towards something, suddenly slowing or stopping to look at something, leaving the straight line of travel, or body language that indicates distraction, such as suddenly wagging tail. A distracted dog may make work errors that it does not usually make, such as bumping you into something or not stopping for a curb. It is not safe to follow a distracted dog that is pulling towards a distraction. You must regain the dog's attention using whatever approach is most effective for your individual dog. How to manage distraction in a working dog. There are several different approaches to managing distraction. Which one is most effective depends on your dog's temperament and your handling style. Your instructor will work with you on learning the most effective way to control distraction in your dog, but the following are the most common techniques used at leader dog. Verbal redirection. This can be effective when the dog is only mildly distracted. Sometimes the dog can be verbally redirected while still in motion, and sometimes it is better to stop and use the dog's name and or the touch cue. Obedience exercises. This requires you to stop forward motion and ask the dog to perform a series of quick sits and downs before resuming guide work. Obedience exercises can also be used when entering a new or stimulating environment to ensure that you have the dog's attention before asking it to guide you. Time out. This is a technique that consists of stopping forward motion and not interacting with the dog for a period of 10 seconds. Gentle leader. If you can anticipate that a particular environment will be very distracting for your dog, it can be beneficial to have the gentle leader on the dog when you enter that environment. Leash correction. Technique and strength of leash correction varies widely. Leash corrections are sometimes warranted for high-level instinctive distractions, but should never be given with anger or frustration. No matter what method you use to control distraction in your leader dog, it is important that you always reward the dog with praise and/or food reinforcement once you have regained its attention and it is focused on work again. Your instructor will work with you on the best way to reinforce good behavior with your dog. Remember that the environment is full of things that are interesting to dogs. You must put an effort into ensuring that you remain the most interesting thing to your dog.